Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. As we kick off hour number one, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, we've got an email to follow up on a follow-up call that we had yesterday. It's the cops responding to hot calls controversy.
Ooh.
We've got another story about the cops totally dropping the ball. And we'll share that with you. Also, dental socialism from the United Kingdom. What's that all about? Plus, we reported last week that the Puerto Rican government had shut down. And it's still shut down. We'll give you the details.
You sure you don't want to say the Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rico! yeah. And by the way, George Bush's numbers are down again. They're down to 31% now. Did you hear about that?
I've seen the lowest number is down to 31%. I don't know the last president to break the 30% floor, as it were. But it should be interesting to see.
Nixon? I think it was
Nixon. I don't have any idea.
I believe it was. So, yeah, we will see about
that. I don't even know if they took polls back then.
I think they did. So there's all that and your calls, 800-259-9231. We're going to start things out tonight with a story about a young autistic man.
Yeah. This story was given to me by a listener, and I love it when they send me stories, especially good ones like this. This is sent by Wes. It's from the Oregonian. Jared, and I'm not going to get his last name right. This isn't something that I'm really familiar with. I'm going to go with Gunther, but let's say it's Gwynther, is 18. Tall, lanky, he will graduate from Marshall High School in June. Girls think he's cute until they try to talk to him, and he stammers or just stands there, silent. Diagnosed with autism at age 3, Jared is polite, but won't talk to people unless they address him first. It's hard for him to make friends. He lives in his own private world.
Jared, did he live with his parents, do you think?
Of course, he's in high school.
Okay.
Jared didn't know that there was a war raging in Iraq until his parents told him last fall. That's how far out of it Jared is.
Yeah.
Shortly after a military recruiter had stopped him outside of the Southeast Portland Strip Mall and complimented him on his black Converse All-Stars. Hey, kid. Love those black Converse All-Stars.
Ha, nice shoes there, Ace.
Hey, buddy. Hey, wait a second. Have you thought about joining the military?
Anybody with that kind of fashion sense belongs in the military.
We'll give you a nice pair of boots.
We'll give you a bonus pair of boots.
And bury in them.
If you sign today.
When Jared first started talking about joining the Army, I thought, well, this isn't going to happen, said Paul Gunther, his Jared's father. I told my wife not to worry about it. They're not going to take anybody who's in the service who's autistic. But they did. Last month, Jared came home with papers showing that he not only had enlisted, but also signed up for the Army's most dangerous job, cavalry scout.
Oh, this was the Army?
Yes.
Well, I thought you had told me it was the Air Force for some reason. I don't know why. Before the show, for some reason.
No, I was telling you a story about a man I met today. A young man that's joining the Air Force.
I would have been shocked if this was the Air Force, because all along we've been reporting on how the Army keeps dropping their requirements. They keep lowering the bar, essentially, to become an Army member. But we've never once heard anything about the other branches actually lowering requirements.
Well, you know, I heard from this young man today who is joining the Air Force. His name is Ryan. He is joining, and he says that the Air Force recruiters are having no problem at all. They meet their quotas in June or July, and
those guys don't die as often.
They just screw around the rest of the year,
right?
Which, of course, you would expect that from a bureaucrat.
Of course.
So he was
signed on for what job?
Cavalry scout.
Autistic boy.
As dangerous as it gets.
Scout meaning he goes. He's like the point man. He goes in, checks things out.
Yeah. Well, actually, he goes before the point man.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right.
He's the heir and ahead of the spear. He's scheduled to leave for basic training August the 16th.
Oh, my.
Officials are now investigating whether recruiters in the U.S. Army recruiting station in Southeast Portland improperly concealed Jared's disability, which should have made him ineligible for service. Jared's story illustrates a growing national problem. As the military faces increasing pressure to hit recruiting targets during an unpopular war.
Which have been lowered, by the way. Those recruiting targets. Not as much as they were 3 years ago.
Well, they're taking ex-cons now.
Yep. More level fours, isn't that what they were called?
Well, that too.
Which is the dum-dum.
Right. And Jared apparently is probably going to rank
like a level six.
Yeah, beneath them.
Yeah.
Suicides are up in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a good place to be. Tracking the Pentagon shows that complaints about recruiting improprieties are on pace to approach record highs in 2003 and 2004.
Wow.
The active Army and Reserve missed recruiting targets last year, and reports of recruiting abuses continue across the country. A family in Ohio reported that its mentally ill son was signed up, despite rules banning such enlistments and the fact that records about his illness were readily available.
And it would have been just so blatantly obvious. I mean, he's autistic.
Well, this is
what was the interview this, process?
Wait, like? That's a different kid. This was a different retarded, mentally ill child that was signed up.
Oh, all right.
In Houston, a recruiter warned potential enlistees that if he backed out of a meeting, he'd be arrested. So he warned the enlistee, hey, you better make this meeting or I'm going to send the cops after you.
What?
Yeah, nice. And in Colorado, a high school student working undercover.
Wait, do you think that was before he signed or after he signed? After he signed, I could see that if he had a scheduled appointment that he should be there by contract. But if it was before he signed on, that seems like a really unusual threat.
It does, but you can ask Michelle Roberts of the Oregonian as
okay.
to what happened, because I can't answer that
okay.
for you specifically.
Just speculating.
Right. And in Colorado, a high school student working undercover told recruiters that he had dropped out and had a drug problem. The recruiter told the boy, fake a diploma, buy a product to help him.
Yep, we reported on that.
Yes, we did. Violations such as these forced the Army to halt recruiting for a day last May so recruiters could be retrained and reminded of the job's ethical requirements.
Yeah.
The Portland, love that. The Portland Army Recruiting Battalion headquarters opened its investigation into Jared's case last week after his parents called the Oregonian, and the newspaper began asking questions about his enlistment. Major Kurt Sanigal, commander of the military entrance process station in Portland, said the papers filled out by Jared's recruiter contained no indication of his disability. Sanigal,
why didn't they let him fill his own papers out? Maybe it's because he can't.
Yeah,
you think?
Maybe. He's passing regular high school.
Is he?
You'll see here in here. He's
okay.
passing regular high school stuff, so he's like a borderline, I would guess.
I see.
Sanigal acknowledged that the current climate is tough on recruiters here and elsewhere.
Poor things.
I can't speak for the Army, but it's no secret the recruiters stretch and bend the rules because of all the pressure they're under. The problem exists, and we all know it exists. Jared lives in a tiny brown house in southeast Portland that looks as worn out as his parents do when they get home from work. Paul Gunther, 57, works 50 to 60 hours a week as a painter, sandblaster at Sandile Marine Tug and Barge Works in Troutdale. His wife, Brenda, is 50 at the graveyard shift, housekeeping shift, at Kaiser Permanente's Sunnyside Medical Center in Clackamas.
Okay.
All these interesting places. The couple got together nearly 16 years ago when Jared was 3. Brenda, who had 2 young children of her own, immediately noticed that Jared was different and pushed Paul to have the boy tested. Jared would play with buttons for hours on end. He'd play with one toy for days.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, that's good. It's cheap. Loud noises bothered him. He was scared to death of the toilet flushing or the lawnmower.
Huh.
Jared didn't speak until he was
like
almost
a dog.
Jared didn't speak.
I'm sorry to anyone that has autistic kids. It is like a dog, though.
Well, some dogs are scared of vacuum cleaners and lawnmowers. Certainly not all dogs. He didn't speak until he was almost 4 and could not tolerate the feel of grass under his feet.
Hmm.
Doctor, he's almost as nutty as you are. Doctors diagnosed him with moderate to severe autism, a developmental disorder that strikes when children are toddlers. It causes problems with social interaction, language, and intelligence. No one knows its cause or its cure.
Mm.
School and medical records show that Jared, whose recent verbal IQ test was very low, spent years in special education classes. It was only when he was in a high school senior that Brenda pushed for Jared to take regular classes because she wanted him to get a normal diploma rather than a modified one.
Mm-hmm.
Jared required extensive tutoring and accommodations to pass, but in June, he will graduate alongside his younger stepbrother, Matthew Thornton.
And then it's off to basic training.
Well, the story gets...
Unless.
It gets a little scarier after this.
Unless these parents manage to pull something out here, we'll find out. I don't even know what's going to happen. I'm looking forward to this. 800-259-9231. I hope it's good news. 1-800-259-9231. An autistic boy being recruited by the military because, yes, they're that desperate. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. There is lots of archives there. I suppose there are lots of archives there. Over a year's worth of them, as a matter of fact. Right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. You just go download them. There's no hoops you have to jump through, no forms to fill out. You just get them. freetalklive.com. And you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Man, would you're telling us a story. What is this story about?
It's about Jared. He has autism, and he's been enlisted in the Army.
He's 18 years old.
Yes, he is.
Still in high school.
Mm.
The Army recruiter approached him with a compliment about, of all things, his shoes.
Yep. Last fall, Jared began talking about joining the military after a recruiter stopped him on his way home from school and offered him a $4,000 signing bonus, $67,000 for college, and more buddies than he could count.
Now, you'd given us some information about Jared and how he's been in, you know, special help programs and that sort of thing throughout school. And obviously, he's learning disabled because of his autism. You pointed out that he spent a long time as a child just playing with buttons because things like that are interesting to him.
He was, in fact, autistic.
Yes. So we're going to go, we're going to get back to the story, but Brandon has some comments here. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Brandon.
Got my name wrong.
I'm sorry. What's the name again?
Braden.
Braden.
R-A-D-E-N. Yes.
Okay, very good, very good.
Did you mispronounce it, or was it... you can blame
I wasn't
off.
Sure. It looked like a misspelling. I wasn't sure.
Oh, all right, boy.
So,
it's okay. Okay.
What's on your answer?
I think it's his right that if he has a high school diploma, it's his right that he can join the Army. Maybe I wouldn't want him fighting next to me, but...
Uh-huh.
It's his right. He can join the Army. He can do something.
But wait a minute. But wait. I mean, I see what you're saying. You're saying maybe he could join up and carry some trays from point A to point B on a base or something like that. He could do some sort of manual labor for the Army. I see where you're coming from on that. However, they're putting him in as a scout.
Oh.
And would it also bother you if you learned that he was sort of, well, manipulated into joining? I mean, could you imagine how easy it would be, how simple it would be for a recruiter with all of his mental faculties, or at least as many as the average bureaucrat has, to take advantage of a young 18-year-old autistic boy and essentially just twist his arm into signing up? Do you really think this guy wanted this?
I think they're that desperate, but if he really wasn't manipulated and he really wanted to join, I think it's his right, but I see where you're coming from, too.
Well, you know, when you get into this area of rights, it's difficult because we're talking about a government job. And when dealing with the government, one does have rights because it's a big, violent organization that uses guns to control people's will, and therefore they should or control people's actions. So therefore, people should have rights in dealing with the government. But it's a right for a job. So if, for instance, I had my own mercenary force that I that was hired on in Iraq, do you think that I should have to hire Braden simply Jared simply because he had Braden? Do you think I should have to hire Jared because he had got his high school diploma and that's all I really require to people?
No. Yep. But I may be kind of wrong too, because nonetheless he has to go through basic and that involves guns and...
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting time.
And well, maybe happens? He may press the button at the wrong time.
Now, wait, what happens if you go into basic training and you totally blow it? I mean, what happens if
you're out of there?
You can't hit targets, you can't get anything right.
You're out of there.
Really, they'll kick you out. They'll
discharge
you.
Wouldn't that, like, demolish his self-esteem, too?
I'm sure it wouldn't be good for him. I don't know if it's an honorary discharge at that point, or if honorable discharge, or if it's general.
General, okay.
Hmm. General is not a particularly good thing to be discharged as.
Well, who cares? I mean, unless you're going to use it as a reference.
You people do use it as reference.
But if you didn't
Where were you for the last X amount of months or years?
Yeah, but if you didn't make it through basic training, then...
Then, you know, you're a high school student, so the best job you're looking for is probably something at the mall or...
It's not going to be a big deal.
Flipping burgers or something.
All right, so, Braden, do you have anything else for us?
Can I say something totally off topic?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, my teacher said that Texas was the only state that is able to annex, but what about New Hampshire? And she looked at me like I was crazy. Yes, yes.
Remove itself from the Union?
Yes.
I believe New Hampshire has the right to secession enshrined in its constitution.
It does, and, you know, Texas just has great PR. We're the biggest state. Well, what about Alaska? But we're the biggest state. You know, Texas has this great... Great PR about it, you know, it's the Lone Star State and all that sort of thing. So I can see how they would overshadow New Hampshire in this, but New Hampshire was one of the 13, so
and Texas has always,
people could forget.
Texas has always had this group of secessionists that have been just sort of milling about, talking about seceding from Texas. The Republic of Texas is what they call themselves, and they've been around for decades, and they've never done anything.
And yeah, moved to New Hampshire. And
very good. Braden, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. I promise I'll get his name right the third time.
Okay.
It's been miscommunications. Anyway, let's continue with the story about this young man.
Matthew, that's Jared's brother, told his mother that that military recruiting at the school and surrounding neighborhoods was so intense that one recruiter had pulled him off of football practice to talk to him.
Hmm.
Now, can you imagine that these military recruiters have the ability, the power to pull somebody out of football practice?
Yes, as long as the federal government is giving schools money, as long as the schools are accepting the federal money, then they have to go along with everything that the military wants to do.
It's outlined right here. Recruiters in Portland and nationwide spend several hours a day cold calling high school students whose phone numbers are provided by schools under the No Child Left Behind law.
Yep.
They also prospect at malls, high school cafeterias, colleges, and wherever else young people gather. Brenda phoned her two brothers, both veterans. She said they laughed and told her not to worry. The military would never take Jared. The Gunthers, meanwhile, tried to refocus their son. I told him, Jared, you get out of high school. I know you don't want to be a janitor all your life. You work this job and you go to community college and you find out what you want. You can live here as long as you want. It's nice that he might make it through community college. I don't know what kind of hopes he has as far as employment, if his IQ and verbal's really low. It could be difficult getting certain types of jobs.
Of course.
But I'll tell you, I had a friend who basically had a fifth grade reading level. He wasn't very smart, but he became a truck driver, and he's making pretty good money.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's doing all right. They thought it worked itself out 5 weeks ago. Brenda said she called Jared on his cell phone to check out what time he'd be home. He said, I said, Jared, what are you doing? I'm taking the test, he said. The entrance test.
Oh.
I go, wait a minute. Who's giving you the test? He said, the corporal. Well, let me talk to him. Brenda said she spoke with Corporal Ronan Ashley and explained that Jared had a disability, autism, and that it could not be outgrown. She said Ansley told her that he had been in special classes, too, for dyslexia.
Not
I said,
the same.
Wait a minute. There's a big difference between autism and your problem, Brenda said. The military rules prohibit enlisting anyone with a mental disorder that interferes with school or employment unless a recruit can show he or she isn't required special academic or job accommodations for 12 months.
Hmm.
Jared had been in special education classes since preschool. Through a special program for disabled workers, he has a part-time job, scrubbing toilets, dumping trash.
So even though he was in the special ed program, they still were giving him the test for entrance?
Well, he took his last year normal student.
Aha. There's more, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
The parents actually went in to talk to this recruiter, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Find out what happened then, because they brought a tape recorder with them.
Not the parents.
Oh, somebody brought a tape recorder, and they didn't like it. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer, I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick. That one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 72906. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So get signed up. We're sharing a story about a young man named, is it Jared?
Jared.
Jared, he's 18 years old, and he's not your average young man.
No.
He's below average. He's autistic.
Special.
He's got some learning disabilities. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's just overall disabled because of his autism. And at some point, some zealous military recruiter spotted him, commented him on his shoes, and then somehow sucked him into the whole military process, got him signed up, got him into the, you know, the testing class where his parents happened to call while he was being tested. And now what? Now what's happening now?
Well, Jared scored a 43 out of 99 on the Army's basic exam.
Hmm.
31 is the lowest grade the Army allows for enlistment.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's stop here for a second.
He's not doing too bad.
Right, Jared has autism and scores very low in language skills, but is still able to get 12 points higher, 12 percentage points higher than he needs to be to get into the Army.
Yeah, it makes you wonder who they're letting in.
After learning that Jared had cleared his first hurdle towards enlistment, Brenda said she called and asked for Ansley's supervisor and got Sergeant Alessandro Vallejo. She said
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Whatever. She said that, excuse me, it's Velasco. I looked up at you when I was looking there, and I
got it.
Just threw in a Spanish name, apparently.
What kind of a name is Velasco?
It sounds Hispanic to me.
Okay.
His first name is Alejandro.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She said she begged Velasco to review Jared's medical and school records. Brenda said Velasco declined, asserting that he didn't need any paperwork. Under military rules, recruiters were required to gather all available information about a recruit, fill out a medical screening form.
Whoa! You want me to look at extra paperwork? You want me to do more work than I have to get this guy signed up?
Well, wait till.
Who do you think you are?
Wait till a little later, because Alejandro, he's going to be wishing he had.
Oh, boy.
And he was real cocky, and he says, sure. Well, Jared's an 18-year-old man. He doesn't need his mommy to make decisions for him. He's going to have the government for that soon.
Huh.
The Gunthers are not political activists. They supported the Iraq War in the beginning, but have started to question as the fighting has dragged on. Brenda Gunther said that her son Matthew had enlisted. If he had enlisted, she wouldn't like it. But I would learn to live with it because he knew and he understood what the consequences
sure.
were. But Jared doesn't understand the dangers or the details of what he's done. The Gunther said, that's what the Gunther said. And when they asked Jared how long he would be in the Army, he didn't know. His enlistment papers show over 4 years.
Okay.
Jared is also disappointed to learn that he wouldn't be paid his $4,000 signing bonus until after basic training.
Mm.
During a recent family gathering, get this, a relative asked Jared what he would do if an enemy was shooting at him. Jared ran to his video game console and killed a digital Xbox soldier and announced, "See, I can do it." My concern that is if he got into a combat situation, he really
looking for a controller.
Right, he really couldn't take someone's back, which I assume is support someone. Mary Lou Perry, 51, a longtime friend of the Gunthers, he wouldn't really know a dangerous thing. This job they have him doing, it's like sending him in, and if he doesn't get blown up, it's safe. If he does get blown up, he'll be safer for the rest of us.
Yeah, he might as well just be cannon fodder.
I don't think that he'll make it that far.
No,
the army isn't going to make him a scout. They're just going to have him scrubbing toilets.
Okay.
But they're going to have him scrubbing toilets as an indentured servant for 4 years.
Yes.
Senegal, the processing station commander, told the Oregonian that Jared showed up after passing his written exam. None of his paperwork indicated that he was autistic. If it had, Jared almost certainly would have been disqualified, he said.
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday, a reporter visited the U.S. Army recruiting station at the Eastport Plaza Shopping Center where Velasco, that's the sergeant,
right.
Said that he had not been told about Jared's autism.
Hmm.
I bet the mom didn't mention the autism
when
she talked to him, right? Corporal Ansley is Gunther's recruiter, he said, and I'm unaware of any type of autism or anything like that. Great denials. Velasco initially denied knowing Jared, but later said that he had spent a lot of time mentoring him because Jared was going to become a cavalry scout. The job entails engaging the enemy with anti-armor weapons and scout vehicles, according to an Army recruiting website. After he had spoken for a few minutes, Velasco suddenly grabbed the reporter's tape recorder and tried to tear out the tape.
What?
Stopping only after the reporter threatened to call the police.
Wow.
With the Gunther's permission, the Oregonian faxed Jared's medical records to the U.S. Army Recruiting Battalion Commander, Lieutenant Colonel David Carlton in Portland, who on Wednesday ordered the investigation. The Gunthers said that on Tuesday evening, Corporal Ansley showed up at their door. This is great. This is hilarious.
What?
They said Ansley stated that he would probably lose his job and face dishonorable discharge unless they could stop the newspaper story. Ansley.
What?
Ansley
wait. Let me
yes.
see if I understand this. I'm yes. a little loopy tonight because I have had 3 hours of sleep.
Nobody wants to hear your problems.
Let me see if I can understand. I'm just trying to process
I'm just
this.
Telling you.
The guy that signed him up went to his parents' house and begged them to help him by canceling the news story.
Right. This Corporal Ansley reached at his recruiting office Thursday, declined for comment for the story. S. Douglas Smith, a spokesman for the U.S. Army Recruiting Command at Fort Knox, Kentucky, said he could not comment on the specifics of the investigation in Portland, but he defended the 8,200 recruiters working in the active Army and Army Reserve. Last year, the Army relieved 44 recruiters from duty and admonished 369.
Wow.
Everyone in recruiting is let down.
How many do they have? I wonder what their total is.
I thought
it was a lot of
admonishments. 8,200.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Everyone in recruiting is let down when one of our recruiters fails to uphold the Army's recruiting command standards, Smith
mm-hmm.
said. The Gunthers are eager to hear whether the Army will release Jared from his enlistment. Jared is disappointed he might not go because he thought the recruiters were his friends, they said.
Of course
but
he did.
They're willing, but he's willing to accept that. If he went to Iraq and got hurt or killed, Paul Gunther said, I couldn't live with myself knowing I didn't try to stop it.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just a sad story.
Yeah, it is.
About the desperation that, I mean, this guy worked, the sergeant said he worked closely with him. We're not talking about some kind of disorder that they could figure out. These guys don't know that they're dealing with an autistic kid.
Yeah,
I think they do.
They have to know. Now, even if they didn't know it was autistic, even if they didn't have the phone calls from the parents saying that their son was autistic, they would have had to have known that he had severe learning disabilities.
Yeah. You know, and we read an article here that smart guys make better Army recruits. That they're just able to handle battle situations better, just like smart guys are able to do everything better.
Well, right. I mean, the article essentially said the dumber you are, the less likely you're even able to shoot straight. I mean, they have the different levels of recruiting ability, or not recruiting ability, but fighting ability. And if you score a certain level, if you're a number three, I mean, if you're level three or whatever they call it, you have trouble,
mm-hmm.
like, hitting a target.
Yeah.
This guy? I can't imagine. I mean, unless that's the one area that he's really good on, like he's totally learning disabled on everything else, but man, he can pick up weapons and fight like crazy. I find that hard to believe.
It doesn't say that he's an autistic savant,
right?
Which would, you know, be an indication in that area, the Rain Man kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be out there with him.
So let me see.
I don't want to be out there. Period.
Did I get this straight? They actually have not released him from the contract yet.
No. He's going in August the 21st.
He's going to basic training still.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
An interesting story. I hope to hear more about it.
800-259-9231. I hope that we don't hear that he got popped in Iraq as a scout. That would be really sick. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Socialism in dentistry? Not in this country, but in the UK. We'll explain coming up. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guarantee my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, you take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show. And a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit everyone. Go and listen in. freetalklive.com. So, still to come here, we've got dentistry, the socialist version from the United Kingdom. Puerto Rico is still shut down. Their government, most all of it, is still shut down. We'll fill you in there. And actually, I want to go to the email box and continue an email that we didn't get to finish up before, last night. It's from Chris, and part one was about Zacharias Moussaoui. We covered that, but part two was about the free market and radio. He says, I believe in the free market, but I found a case where I'm not sure how the market would work, and I was wondering what your solution would be. If you think of how radio works, right now the FCC regulates who's on each airwave.
That's
now,
correct.
Say we get rid of the FCC. How would the airwaves be regulated? Obviously, the market would open up and there would be some more opportunities for radio stations, but I think whoever has the most powerful transmitter would be able to knock out other stations by blocking or interfering with their signals. What would keep this from happening? I'm sure you understand the physics of radio waves a lot more than I do. From Chris.
May I?
Sure.
Okay. Well, obviously, there may be different answers between Ian and I, but what I believe in as a libertarian is homesteading. The area that you control is yours. So the stations that are currently there have sort of homesteaded that area. They are playing on those waves in a certain, you know, there's the like the daytime and the nighttime range, and whether you have a distance coverage and all that stuff. And I'm sure that there would be some court cases to battle this out. And I think that,
set precedent, that sort of thing.
Sure, I think that you know, it's pretty clear that tort reform is a big part of the libertarian movement. So essentially, the stations that are there would have their area that they broadcast on, and new stations would spring up all along the dial, and they would have the area that they've sprang up on.
Correct.
Would somebody in the middle of Montana be able to put a million-watt signal out there? Yeah. Would there be some problems with international radio stations if, for instance, somebody decided, huh, I don't really have to worry about a Canadian radio station along the border?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would there be some problems with, you know, nighttime interference with AMs in other countries like Mexico? Yeah. Those are things that would have to be worked out by the market, but at the very least,
It would be far better than what we have today. I mean, if you think about the reason why, of course, as you pointed out in the past, man, which is areas like Montana, where if you look on the radio dial, there's so much open space.
Right.
I mean, you got New York City where there's not a bit of it, but Montana, there's just so much. And this, it's this way in a lot of places in the country. If you want to start your own radio station in these places, it's difficult.
Just as much to start one in New York as it is in Montana as far as the FCC and their fees go. So
fees, engineering studies,
hundreds of thousands of dollars to do these fees. That's a lot of money in Montana radio. I mean,
right.
It might be $5 a holler in Montana. It might be less in off-peak times.
And what if they just simply aren't handing out licenses at that time?
Sure.
The FCC has been known to just say, we're just not handing out new FM licenses these days. You can wait, and we might open a window sometime soon. And then there'll be an application window where you can send in your multi-thousand-dollar application fee, cross your fingers, and hope that they actually approve you to the next step in the process, when in fact they might just simply say, thanks for the application fee.
See you later.
No thanks.
And, you know, as far as FM signals go, there can only be, 0.8? There has to be 0.8 difference between each one of the different dial positions.
0.8? So I don't know about that.
Well, 0.8 is the amount of space on the dial that there has to be between each station, unless they decide, they both sign papers saying, yes, we agree to interfere with each other.
You mean in the same market?
The same market.
Maybe, okay.
So if there's not a station every 0.8 spots on your FM dial, you're not being fully served.
That's true.
If on the AM dial there isn't a station every third slot, so the 1420, then 1450, then 1480, if there's not one every third spot, then you're being underserved. Somebody could come in there and play something else. The American people could benefit from this.
Now, what if there are...
And they're not.
What if there are too many stations? What if you got a New York City situation where the band is full? What would happen then? Well, I would suggest that the market would handle this. I mean, the technology would expand. We probably would have developments, you know, on the HD radio kind of spectrum, the whole idea of digital radio. It's coming down the pipe. It's coming very slowly right now. But we could have had this maybe 5-10 years ago if there was no FCC there to mandate these things. If the industry could just simply get together and set standards for itself, like, okay, well, we've run out of room in New York City. Let's expand the band.
Right.
Let's do things differently. We don't have to play within these FCC boundaries anymore. We can make FM twice as large as it is today.
Or there's also a couple of other things there that you sort of miss with HD radio. For instance, are you familiar with mini discs?
Yeah.
Well, many people never have seen a mini disc. Well, this is a sort of technology that
came and went.
Yeah, came and went and never really caught on. Right. Could HD be that way with radio?
Sure.
It could be, and the market should decide. Absolutely. There should be there shouldn't be anything like that. HD, it's dead. Nobody owns an HD radio. If you're broadcasting an HD right now, you're wasting money.
Plus,
wasting money.
Well, okay. Plus, when it comes to having one station stomping on another, think about it. I mean, is it really in your best interest if you're going to start up a new radio station? And why would you want to put it on a frequency where there's a 100,000-watt powerhouse there? Why would you want to blast your money? Because it's not cheap to run a 100,000-watt radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sure isn't.
That's a big power bill you're going to have on your hands. So why would you want to put your station on the same exact frequency as someone else? I mean, you're going to be cutting into your listenership by doing that. So just naturally, people will not be wanting to do that. We'll explore more coming up. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And then what?
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing on the show? Vote for us. Vote.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. All we ask is that you vote once per month. Simple. Vote.freetalklive.com takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. Simple, easy process, but it makes a big difference because we're currently ranked at number 2. We're the number 2 podcast in the world. And that's good. Being number 2 is certainly acceptable, but being number 1 would be better. And we could use your vote. So vote.freetalklive.com and tell a friend. We're talking about the FCC. One of our emailers emailed in asking, what would it be like if the FCC went away? What would happen? Well, we suggested that the marketplace would be able to handle frequency allocation, backed up perhaps by courts and homesteading rights and that sort of thing. And that,
well, the same way that courts and precedent back up your ownership of things now.
Yeah. And also the fact that why would you really want to interfere with somebody else's radio station? It would just cut down the potential listenership to your radio station, unless you just simply want to wreak havoc. That's the only thing it would be good for if you turned a transmitter on in the same frequency as someone else.
In the same way that it's only good to wreak havoc if you want to try to move into someone else's house.
Yes, exactly. So that remains. Then only one objection, I think, remains, and that would be, well, what about the content? Because a lot of people believe that the FCC is here to regulate the things that we can and can't say, when in fact they're really... There are some regulations.
Well, the FCC has become more vociferous in the last... 3 years,
yes,
or so. And not so much this last year as, you know, 2 years prior.
Well, they haven't been going after quantity of offenders so much as they have been going after a few offenders with large fines.
With big fines.
Right.
And I think that before that, it's a really good example of what radio could be like, because there were some morning shows that were, you know, I mean, they simulated sex sounds, the whole thing. I mean, if you think of the Rob Zombie song where it starts out,
he's got a lot of that.
Right, you know, the only thing you couldn't do were say about four words on the air. So what would happen if they could say those four words?
Well, I want to go to an email from someone else to address that, because
it's
really good, from Michael. I live in Arkansas, and I get a chance to listen to radio across the state on trips to Memphis every couple of weeks. This area is apparently the buckle of the Bible Belt, as there are a number of FM Christian rock stations. Today, I was driving through the Little Rock area. There is a very powerful classic rock station there, whose management is obviously well aware of the Christian demographic. One of their promos states on air, quote, "No foul-mouthed DJs, no obscene lyrics, that's our pledge." Michael points out, "I think this is a fine example of how self-regulation would work in media market, market free of FCC oppression, and proof that the sky would not fall without government-regulated radio, as this station has found it profitable to go beyond the regs to satisfy a market demand."
You know, I have to entirely agree. Most people don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that when I tune in.
It doesn't impress me.
Radio shows. It's not my thing. If a bad word slipped in here or there on a talk show, I probably could handle it. But I think that there are people that would want to hear those words.
Maybe.
You know, the Howard Stern listeners.
But are there enough to support a product? Are there enough to support the advertisers in any given area, even in, you know, the Bible Belt?
Maybe not in every given area, but in some markets there would definitely be that. You know, those morning shows. But I think the morning shows would take a hit because some things wouldn't be forbidden anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, some people want to hear those words simply because they're the wrong word to say on the air.
They get tired of it if they kept using them over and over again. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Dental socialism. We'll explore that and more. You bring out whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're